Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Here we are, folks. The most insanely efficacious, sensorial, luxurious cleansing balm in the world has landed. I don't need to tell you what it takes to put my name to a cleansing balm, and this one had one mother of a brief. The Skin Rocks Cleansing Balm is the best balm ever created, and one I would choose every single time over anything I've ever used. 5 roller coaster years of fearless ambition, sky-high expectation, tears, triumphs, and F-bombs. No pressure then, but what a result. Undoubtedly my most anticipated product, this was by far the hardest to make. The texture and crunch that took 4 years to perfect, its ability to decimate literally everything on your face, the R-in-a-jar scent, the paperweight heavy hot pink glass, I mean literally everything I adore in a cleanser has been distilled into one glorious jar, and it is absolutely spectacular. Transforming from a solid balm to a rich replenishing oil, this barrier nourishing balm is formulated with the same innovative lipid advanced complex as the support oil to deliver supreme skin barrier support and help improve skin firmness, elasticity and hydration. There is simply nothing like it. It's £55, it's ready and waiting, and there is no dupe. Welcome to Glad We Had This Chat with me, Caroline Hirons. It's your one-stop shop for all things skincare, beauty and beyond. My guest this week is the visionary behind the award-winning science-backed skincare brand Allies of Skin. Having achieved global success, he is considered one of the leading figures in the skincare world and recently gained a $20 million investment to expand the brand. Here all the way from Singapore to tell his story, please welcome the wonderful Nicholas Travis. Nicholas Travis.
How are you, babe?
I'm really good. Better now that I'm here.
How long are you here for?
Till Saturday.
And where are you living now? Fill me in.
I spend my time between Berlin and Bangkok, but I'm moving to LA next year.
And you're always all over the gaff.
I know.
So going to LA is part of the whole Seize America.
Yes, expansion.
Life investment, plan. Expansion.
We're really excited about that. I'm building a US team now, and we're going deep into the US.
Deep. For the people who do not know,
yes,
because obviously a lot of people who follow me will know you and are totally obsessed with skincare. Tell us how you and Allies came to be the success that it is, the huge success that it is.
Well, thank you.
Tell me about yourself, Nicholas, as if you haven't ever before.
So there are two personal stories why I'm actually here. Mm-hmm. The first is I had really severe acne as a teenager, and I found the entire process of shopping for products really daunting and intimidating. And I quickly realized there are just a lot of empty promises on the market. And that sort of ignited my passion for skincare. So I have always been fascinated by the physiology of the skin and how the skin works. So my background is in biomedical and in pharmaceutical science. But one more personal reason was when I was 19, I had a really severe accident. I smashed my face and I needed to have reconstructive surgery. And I picked what I thought was a good surgeon, but he ended up butchering my face. So I had multiple infections. I had necrosis where the infection was eating the flesh on my skin. So I had holes in my face. It was after many failed surgeries and a failed suicide attempt that I needed to see a therapist. And my therapist said, okay, let's assume you have to be here. Let's make a list of all the things you want to accomplish by the time you're 30. What does that list look like? And it was then that I realized, you know, if I was hitting myself every day, crawling out of my skin every day, then maybe other people would. And if I could somehow channel that pain into helping other people feel more fearless or more confident in their skin, then my pain would have been worth it. And so I always thought I needed to pay my dues.
So where are you living at this point?
Bangkok. So the surgeries were done in Bangkok. And I was too depressed to get a job after graduation. So I went to graduate school, and it was after for my master's thesis that I wrote a business plan for a startup skincare line. And I always thought I needed to pay my dues. So I was applying to every job in every country, in every, you know, the Estes, the L'Oreal's, the Elizabeth Arden's, all of that. Yeah. None of them got back
to me. How old are you at this point?
I was 23. Yeah.
And none of them got back to you?
No, but I needed to get a job. So I ended up doing, I had a couple of offers at big advertising firms. So I ended up doing PR and social media.
Helpful.
Yes, very, very helpful, actually. And it was the age before Instagram. So it was way back when Facebook community was just starting.
Yeah.
And so I was a community manager. And it was like the Wild Wild West. It was insane. The engagement rate was just like off the charts.
Yeah.
Like you could spend a dollar and you get so much. So it was just another time. So that was really fun. And I learned a lot. But I had this feeling I couldn't shake off to go revisit that business plan. And mind you, that business plan was based upon the infusion of $1 million. And I was like, I'm never going to make $1 million working at an ad agency. Mm. But I realized that I could start with just one product. And I could scale with just one product. And I just thought, okay, I'm just gonna do it. I really have nothing to lose. And it was actually really difficult because we started in 2013, late 2013, and I spent 2.5 years doing research and development. So I launched in 2016. And I remember going into buyer meetings and they're like, oh, you're from Singapore. I didn't know you have beauty brands. I only know your airline and your cocktail or your airline and your airport or your airline and that casino that shaped like a surfboard. And they wouldn't stalk us. And I was, at that time, always the youngest and the only Asian in the room. So it was actually really, really difficult to get a foot in the door. But fast forward to 8 years, we're now the most global, the biggest Singaporean beauty brand ever. So here we are.
They're clapping quietly.
Oh, thank you.
And how has the journey been? And I always say when I use the word journey, I hate the word because of everyone's like, oh, my journey. But it has been a process, hasn't it? Like you say, you go from one product to raising millions in investment this year, earlier this year.
Yes, April. Yeah.
With the investment, how has that changed things for you now? So where you were on day one, trying to launch one product, trying to get your foot in the door to where you are now, moving to LA, growing the business. How does that look?
I think it comes with money, comes with the ability to hire really great people. Mm-hmm. And I always say, honestly, that, you know, it's in our name, Allies, that it's really, yes, it started with my vision, but I have an incredible team. And I honestly cannot do anything without my team. And I actually don't move without my team. And so with the money, it's come this ability to hire people who can help us scale. Because what I really learned is that the people that can take you from 0 to 5 million are not the same ones that can take you past 10 million. So we're also in the process of recalibrating. We're also had to honestly bring on a lot of new people and also let go of a lot of old ones, because right now what I'm attempting to build is to fill the team with people that can take us to, you know, 50 million,
the next
100 level. Million, the next level, and money helps with that.
Money helps with everything. People who say it doesn't are just liars.
No, it's true. It really helps with a lot. But the thing is, when you decide to go with the fund for investment, money's not free. Mm-hmm. So just because somebody gives you a dollar doesn't mean you have to return them a dollar back. It's actually $3 or $5, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to think like that, because it's really, really not free.
Yeah.
So yes, maybe some nights you don't stress about money, but then you think about, okay, how am I going to give somebody 5x return and the pressure that comes with it? So you have to know that that's what you signed up for.
See what you've done? Do you see what you've done? After our conversation last year in the hotel where the dinner took 2 hours to come,
right,
and we just sat there the whole time going, the food's not here, but let's keep talking. It was bizarre, wasn't it?
It was so bizarre.
And it all came at once.
Yeah.
Starters, it all came. We had a table full of food. We looked like we hadn't eaten for like 3 weeks. Bizarre. What's the plan in terms of scaling brand-wise and product-wise? Because you do cover most bases already with the current range. Are you going to stick with what you've got, or are you going to expand the brand or do new franchises?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question. So creating new formulations is my favorite part of the job. So now that we've had the opportunity to this year launch our first SPF, we're going to be launching new SPF formulas every year. And they're going to
redoing the one you've got?
No.
Just keeping it and doing another one. Wow.
Yeah, different way of looking at SPFs. Because I think if you look at the market itself, you know, coming from Asia, SPF is a real... We
huge,
take our SPFs really, really seriously.
Huge.
And unfortunately, you know, the US, which is our number one market, they're really behind all those filters. So, and because my focus is the US, so yeah. I unfortunately will have to follow the US FDA guidelines and I have to use the US filters. Again, nothing wrong with that. Do they feel as good as the new European or the Korean ones? Absolutely not.
No.
But a lot of the most of the Korean SPFs you buy on like Amazon and all that, they're actually gray market. So there's no way that we can do that. So what excites me is trying to figure out new ways of playing with these filters and introduce them. So we have that. And we're also really looking into how do we magnify things like growth factors, which mm-hmm. has been a huge hit for us.
Yeah.
And things like copper tripeptide also, which I think it's the next wave of what's to come. Because I think we're past the hyaluronic acid, niacinamide. Again, nothing wrong with it. But
it's been done.
It's been done.
And it's in everything already.
Exactly.
It's in everything. It's like 10 years ago.
Exactly.
10 years ago was a big deal.
So that doesn't really excite me. So what really excites me is things like really great SPFs that people want to apply over and over again. And also growth factors and copper tripeptide and things like that.
With the science part, let's geek out
yes.
for a bit. What do you look for? Because obviously there is a big trend for K-beauty, J-beauty, Asian beauty.
Yeah.
And sort of, but like you said, there's not really a demand in terms of Singaporean beauty. You've nailed that.
Yeah.
Do you class yourself in that category? Or are you an independent, we happen to be from Singapore, it's not the most interesting thing about my brand? Because that's how I see it.
Yeah, I love that question so much. I'm so proud to be from Singapore. I'm so proud to be a Singaporean. But I don't see myself as just like this Asian brand. I mm-hmm. see myself as a clinical skincare brand that uses clinically proven actives at the right concentrations in supercharged formats, as in we check multiple boxes. So that's how I see the brand.
And in terms of growing, where do you look for with the science? What are you looking at in terms of what inspires you to be like, oh, where do you go looking for your ingredients?
Yeah, okay.
Because I know you're a bit of a lab geek.
Yeah, I love that so much. So for me, right now, I think the future is in longevity. And I think it's in regeneration. And longevity means different things to different people. But for me, it just means helping the skin become more resilient over time. And also more importantly, let's say somebody can for a year afford Allies of Skin, and then after that year they're not able to, for whatever reason, afford Allies of Skin, their skin should be better, you know, at the end of the year using it. And that to me is like longevity. And also when you're a 20-year-old, you don't have to care about longevity, right? So
no.
For me, it's about, you know, serving that, for example, menopausal women. We have a lot of customers that are on Ozempic and it's done really great things for their body, but they're seeing it in the laxity of the skin mm-hmm. and also on their face. So, for example, we have our copper tripeptide serum. We have an ingredient called saccharide isomerate, which we use maxed out 2%. I love that so much because it's been shown in clinical studies to thicken epidermal skin of perimenopausal and menopausal people.
Mm.
So I love that so much. So it's things like that that we're really kind of focused on, because I don't think people are speaking or brands are speaking to that audience.
They ignore
so
us.
Much.
Yeah. They try and sell us supplements and say this will do better for you than HRT.
Yeah.
It's not true.
It's not true. It's
no.
it's really not true. And what I want to go after is that underserved community.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So do I. But thank you.
Yes.
There are a few things in life that just keep on giving for $3.99 a month. A floppy fuel station sarnie, one small cup of bougie overpriced coffee. I don't think so. Or for the same price, you could be getting a month's worth of skincare insights and know-how from yours truly. A wealth of fresh, expertly written articles on all things skincare and beauty. From our free to download version for essential educational content to our elevated premium experience, the SkinRocks app will revolutionize how you shop and learn about skincare. Whether you're a novice building your first routine, an aficionado wanting deep scientific expertise, or someone looking for the inside scoop on beauty newness, it's all in one pocket-friendly place on the SkinRocks app. With simple-to-use functions that let you filter for your personal profile, save your favorite content, and explore a vast product library with ease, it's no wonder it's called the Google of skincare. Unlock a world of incredible premium content for just $3.99 a month, $34.99 a year, or get a special discount via the podcast with code CHPOD to get £10 off your annual subscription. What are your earliest memories around beauty and skincare? Where did you kind of get your first, if I say to you, what was your earliest memory, and you go, oh, it was this, it was that. Is it embedded, or was it not even a thing when you were younger?
It was. My first memories were Oxy. Do you know that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Benzoyl peroxide.
Yeah.
Oxy cream. I think it was 5% and 10%.
Just burn your face.
Yeah, I would just burn my face because I had to put, because I was breaking out all over, so I put it all over like a mask. And I remember I had these like brown patches because it just burned the face. And then it was proactive. That was what I was on.
Let's talk about proactive for a minute, because no one's brought that up in any of the series we've done.
Yeah. But that was what I was using for a while, and then it stopped working.
I think everyone's been through proactive.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's proactive or the offshoot of it that is the biggest skincare brand in the USA. The proactive model.
Yeah.
Very clever. Shocking skincare.
Right.
But so clever. How do you rescue your face when you've been doing it for a long time? Because how long were you on it?
I was on it for a few years. Yeah. So I was on it for a few years and it stopped working. And then I found...
Did they have it in Singapore?
Yeah, they had it in Singapore, but I was going to the US. Okay. And I found this brand at like, I remember Costco or something. And they had like a competitor proactive thing. And I thought I'll try that. So proactive only had benzoyl peroxide. But the one that I found had both salicylic acid and benzoyl peroxide, obviously at lower concentrations.
Yeah.
So I think that combination worked better for me.
So just tell people what proactive is for the uninitiated.
It's this thing. It's a three-step system. Mm-hmm. You buy on a home shopping network because that's when I remember. Mm-hmm. Buy it, and they had all these infomercials.
Like a 10, 15, 30-minute infomercial where by the end of it, if it happened to be on when I was traveling in the States, by the end of it, I'd be like, do I need proactive? No,
no. Exactly.
Get out of the shower and turn over.
And then there'll be a lot of people with like really bad acne on the before. And then they'll be like, oh my God, it's really changed
my skin.
It's
so clear.
It's so clear. And you're like, oh, this is really easy. I can have clear skin.
Yeah.
So then you just buy into the whole thing. Mm. So they had a cleanser, a toner, a moisturizer. Then
and they sign you up for like just a monthly subscription. This is so clever.
Correct. And then they have this sulfur mask that I remember you wear to sleep actually. And it actually did clear up the zits initially.
Mm. But it's...
But it's uncomfortable. It's still around. It's still around, yeah.
It's crazy. I'm not sure it's much bigger now. Now, Meaningful Beauty is the owner of all the ads, the infomercials now. Dr. Sebag and Cindy Crawford.
Is it
Meaningful Beauty?
Yeah,
and they spend the whole time talking about this fruit extract. It's like 30 minutes of a fruit extract.
Really?
And then they use Cindy Crawford's face. If, you know, I use this, I'm like, okay, with the greatest of respect, Cindy Crawford, you have not used a papaya for the last 30 years. You've used numerous dermatologists, numerous machines.
Is it a papaya enzyme?
Or a melon. It might even be melon.
Oh, melon. I think it's melon. Yeah.
It's enough that I haven't really registered it in my brain because I'm just like, nope, turn over. what's been your biggest beauty or sort of skincare? Have you had any disasters? Okay, great. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, I had so many.
After proactive.
Yeah, after, right? So with acne comes acne scars. And so I had really bad acne scars. And I think because of what happened with my accident, I developed body dysmorphia. Mm. So I see myself in a different way than perhaps other people see me. And I remember one of the worst things I ever did was I went to Korea. And I went to like the best dermatologist, which apparently all the K-pop stars go. And I was like, I want to treat my scars or I want to, you know, treat my pores. And back then I wasn't breaking out. It was, you know, I just want to treat some scars. And he was like, okay, we have this laser. It's just very strong. You have to like have the downtime for a few days.
What did it do? CO2?
It was the most painful CO2 laser ever. I was bleeding for 6 days. I had to go every day for silicone patches, and I had dried up blood. And of course, that was the worst thing it could ever do because it triggered melasma. Yeah. And because of
then
that,
you got scarring and melasma.
Yeah,
happy days.
Yeah, I know.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Exactly. So I cost myself even more, more issues. So for me, that was like a big learning lesson. But I wasn't done learning because I was like, okay, after I treated it, I was just like always feeling like I needed to fix myself. So then I would go try different lasers. Then I would try something like the Morpheus 8, which I don't ever recommend. Anything heat-based microneedling, I really don't recommend because it destroyed my barrier. And it actually burned fat. So it burned fat that you're never going to get back, right? So I was like, it was not good.
Nicholas is putting a face quite similar to Skeletor
at
the moment.
Yeah, and I was breaking out. It was really not good. And then I realized that a lot of what I was doing was actually self-harm masquerading as self-care.
Yeah, yeah.
And the best thing to do is actually do nothing. So that was biggest learning. So
what do you do now?
Okay.
What do you do now?
Now that I have learned, I am thankful that I live in Bangkok where there are a lot of like really great treatments. And for everyone that who's listening, I'm really a big believer in skin boosters because for me personally, because of all the bad things that happen during the lasers, I have to stay away from heat-based treatments, which means no lasers because they're all heat, which means no physical dermabrasion. So none of that hydrafacial. Do you know that thing that drags?
Let's go back to hydrafacial. Yeah. I'm not a fan, but I'd rather explain why.
So no, I can't do that. No, obviously, physical scrubs, things like that. I also have to stay away from LED lights because blue LED light at that wavelength can trigger melasma. So I have to be very, very careful. So in Bangkok,
The irony being, of course, not to interrupt you, but a lot of people use blue LED when they've got acne.
I know.
And it's that...
I know. Okay. Or they think that it can help with their post-acne marks.
Yeah.
But actually, it's triggering. But now they know. So what I do in Bangkok is actually things like mesenchymal stem cells. So stem cell therapy. So it's from a human donor. And it's not cheap, but it's the one thing that has literally rejuvenated my skin. Like my barrier was so disrupted. And you do that. You can also do placenta, like human placenta. It helps with skin tone, melasma. And the way it's injected is very, very important because I'm sure everybody's talking about polynucleotides and like Regimen because all of a sudden it's like allowed in the
everyone
US.
Everyone wants salmon all over their face. Yeah. So just quickly for those who don't know, what are we talking about when we talk about salmon sperm?
It's polynucleotides. It's a term that's... general term that's used to call Regimen, for example, salmon DNA, salmon sperm. I was doing that in like 2014, right? So I was just like, why is everybody... It works for a certain extent because it gives you this glow, but it doesn't last.
It's not
and
for me.
And it's so painful. I don't have
it's
you try
not
it.
For, no. No, I will not be doing that because I have seen people having it done.
Yeah.
And it looks painful. It's the red bumps all over the face. You come out looking like a fish.
No.
There's just red bumps all over the face. And everyone's like wincing. I don't mind doing the odd tweakment.
Yeah.
I will get back into them.
Yeah.
But that's not for me.
Yes. And it is so painful. It is so painful. And even if you use
there's
the strongest
not enough
numbing...
numbing cream in the world.
Exactly. Exactly. So they have to put you under. So I remember I was in Korea once.
Oh my God.
And they were going to do this microneedling, like PRP kind of thing. And I was like, okay, down. And I was like, oh, can I do Regimen at the same time? Because in Korea, they have something called twilight anesthesia. They put you down for like 20 minutes.
Oh my God,
it's the best.
That sounds
nap.
Like a really good
it's
nana
the best
nap.
And then you wake up and you're like, okay, your skin's a little tingling, but you're like, I don't feel anything. I love it. That's the way that they should do it because it's like the best nap that you've ever had. Okay, but the point is it doesn't work.
Can we do that without... having all the invasive. Yeah. Can I just have a twilight?
Right?
That'd be great.
Yeah. So it doesn't work and it's actually really, really painful. But I've also realized that for me, when you have all these micro injections and you don't go to the right injector, you cause a lot of trauma to your skin. So that's what happened to me. So I went to a not so good doctor that I was trying out and it left me with horrendous melasma because melasma is also triggered by physical damage. So I found this clinic in Bangkok. It's called Astrid. It's an incredible clinic. And the doctor is the best injector in the world that I've been around. She injects these placenta and these human stem cells the same way you would inject Profhilo. And if you've done Profhilo, you know it's just 5 points.
It's also painful, Profhilo.
It is also painful, but it's not as painful as...
It didn't do much for me, Profhilo. Again, I'm not a fan. I'm quite fussy.
Yeah, but Profhilo, it's more for inner hydration. So, yeah. So it's done 5 points. And when you inject 5 points, you actually... Like, I can go out to dinner. Like, I can go for this huge treatment and I can go out for dinner. But if I do Regimen, I could never.
No.
So I think it's important to figure out your injector. If you're dealing with melasma, it's very important to figure out your injector and how you're introducing these skin boosters. Because it's very nice to say, yeah, the skin boosters are good, but it's how it's introduced or administered that can actually trigger. So I've learned a lot.
And also using skincare alongside it is key.
Absolutely.
What do you use alongside it? What's your current skincare routine?
Growth factors, multi-peptides and GF, advanced lifting serum, vitamin C, of course, in the day. Then copper tripeptide serum. I love that so much. And then lots of peptides, like a peptide-rich moisturizer and vitamin C oil at night. That's really important. And retinoids.
Yeah, just hardcore.
Yeah.
There's no need for like just... I don't ever see you putting Sudocrem on your face.
I actually do use Sudocrem. That's when I started. But I actually use something called Triple Paste now. And actually, it's really great for long flights.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really great for long flights or when my skin, like after injections, after...
Yeah, you want grease. Stuff,
you want grease. And also, like, I think Triple Paste has a different preservative system than Sudocrem. And
well, Sudocrem is just made for bums.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Baby's bottoms.
So I tried to use it on my face because the thing with Sudocrem is I could wear it to the airport, but I cannot wear Triple Paste to the airport. I won't get
you
past.
You can't wear Sudocrem to the airport.
Yes, I can.
It's white.
I have done it. You have to apply it in a way where you just pat it. Like, it works. I have to show you. I cannot wear Triple Paste to the airport. I can wear Sudocrem to the airport.
No.
Yes.
No,
I'll
I'm
show
not
you.
Having that. No, I've got the CeraVe intensive night ointment.
Yeah.
I'll be taking that on a plane with me next week because my nose is so dry after this endless weeks of cold that I do need some grease. I mean, you know.
I love that. I'm going to check that out.
Coming back to Hydrafacials, what they have done brilliantly is marketing.
Yeah.
I've never known a machine marketed like a Hydrafacial.
It's
have
true.
You?
No.
I mean, they are everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They're doing, you can brand them. Like we could do, you know, you could do Allies or Skin Rocks with Hydrafacial. They do them with everyone.
Yeah.
Ultimately, in terms of the treatment itself, it's a bit of microdermabrasion, blast a bit of oxygen. The genius of it, it's like those old Hoovers used to get in the 70s where you can see the gunk.
Yes.
The gunk goes brown.
Yeah.
And that's what you see. And you think, oh my God, my skin's never been so clean.
And people think that it's the glow that they have as well. They talk about their glow. But actually, I think it's that glow from over-exfoliation. Like when your barrier is about to collapse.
You're like,
shiny.
We're on the edge here, people.
Yeah, we're on the edge. Like, I feel like that's with me. With Hydrafacial, so I don't.
No. Like, did you ever get into the microdermabrasion?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
I never liked that either.
I never liked it, but I did it way back when there was nothing. I mean,
if you went for a facial, what would you go for? Would you go for anything these days?
Actually, that's a really great question.
Yeah.
So when I go
I would happily pummel your face.
Yes.
I would pummel your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
So massagers, why are you hitting the mic? I'm not.
My massagers are really, really great. I have to tell them no LED light, nothing with heat. Mm-hmm. And what I really need for facials is extractions, like good extractions. Yeah. That's it. That's
But this is key. How do they do the extraction?
What
or do you not even pay attention?
No, I pay attention, but what do you
mean? I don't like the tools. I like a finger.
Yeah.
I like a...
Yeah. They do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
Fussy. When I see people on Insta and it's always the clickbaity stuff where they've got the blackhead removal tool and they're all, I'm like, you're doing so much damage. It's going to bruise. Please stop. Put it down.
But do you know I love watching those videos?
No, do you know what I love watching? You know, my near obsession is they're all going to throw up.
What? The earwax.
Earwax removal.
Oh my God, I watched that too. Literally found it. Is this British guy?
Yes,
two of them, English and British, right? And then they like pull it out. And then they like irrigate it.
Love. And when I had one the other day and he was like, this is the worst blockage we've ever had. God. I've never pressed play so quick
same,
in my life.
Same.
And then like,
sometimes he talks too much, so I have to fast forward a little
like,
bit.
Stop talking. I'm like, and the good thing is, if you go on YouTube and you fast forward, you'll see the spike where everyone else has done the same thing.
All you want to see
is the money shot.
No, correct.
Give me the money
shot.
And I'm like, Let me see that bitch come out of their ear.
How can somebody hear?
They can't.
Right? But how do you get to that stage where you...
I think you just think people are just so used to being like, sorry, what? And you just assume they're just a bit deaf. Like, it's, but when you actually get start, when they start to get earache, I'm like, but did you see the guy who had like 5 Q-tip ends in his ear? Like, what? You know they're not coming out. What are you doing? But I watched one yesterday, which was the longest, the biggest removal of dry skin they've had.
Oh, is it the one with the...
And it looks like a horn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I saw that.
That was so good.
It was so
satisfying.
But like,
how do you get...
I don't know.
Because now I check my ears, obviously, but I'm like, how do you get so much... Like,
I don't
know. It's the same way with, like, how do you get this huge thing all over? Because sometimes I would see your blackheads or the lips, and I'm like, how do you get to that stage? But then I guess
without realizing. But with the earwax, some people are just prone to make more. And there are some people who say it's linked to, like, your liver and things like that. So Jim and Max, so husband and son, both get a lot of wax in their ears. And we have had Max has been to have his done. He's only 20. We had to go and get him done because he was just deaf.
Actually, I had this. I had the same thing when I was like 5. Like, I had to go because I think I was yelling.
Yeah.
And then I realized my...
There's a few people in our office I should probably pay to go and get their ears done because I'm like, why are you shouting at me? Carla, Louise, Liv.
My ears were clogged, but then they unclogged it and then I've never had a problem ever since. So I guess sometimes it happens.
I love watching those videos.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
they've overtaken pimple spot because I can do pimples every day at work. I don't need to watch that. But the ear wax removal.
I don't even know how I found it. It was just like recommended for you or suggested for you.
It's probably because you follow me and then I'm like watching 20 of them a day.
I love it so much. Like sometimes I can't sleep and I'm like, okay, I shouldn't be. I'm like, normally sometimes if I can't sleep, I'm like, okay, go find a sound bath, find meditation. And then I end up watching these.
Ear wax removal videos.
And then
YouTube.
It's like 2 in the morning and I'm like, oh.
I know, I'm the same.
But it's really satisfying.
Well, that was a random tangent that we needed. Strap yourselves in, people. I'm going on tour for the first time ever and I'm so here for it, bringing our wild and wonderful Glad We Had This Chat podcast to a venue near you. Promising you an unforgettable night of unbridled honesty, unfiltered opinions, F-bombs and fearlessness, come join me and a stellar lineup of special guests as we talk all things skincare and beauty, along with frank discussions about life's adventures, challenges, highlights and joys, with exclusive on-stage skincare demos, entertaining Q&As and a healthy dose of unscripted hilarity. This is Caroline Hirons, me, live and apparently on steroids. It's happening. Get your tickets now at carolinehirons.com and secure your spot.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Okay, let's do some sort of things that you love in terms of other parts of beauty, because you also, like, when you arrived, everyone was like, oh my God, you smell so good. Because you love other parts of beauty as well. If you were at home and your bathroom cabinet was on fire, what are you panicking about making sure you save? Because you're not going to have to bring your own product. You're going to have a warehouse full of that.
Right.
What is in there that you'd be like, oh, I can't lose that?
I would say my magnesium bath salts.
Oh, Jesus Christ, there's no hope. It's not sexy, is it? Give me something exciting, fragrance, or, you know, right. This was the first product I bought when I first got my first $10, or, you know.
But everything else is replaceable, right? It would feel like if there was a fire, I would need to de-stress.
And where are you going to have this bath? If your house is on fire, where are you going to have this bath?
In a hotel.
So essentially what you're saying is, I have innate privilege, and when my house is on fire, I'm just going to go to a hotel.
Yeah, where else would you go?
No, fair. I'd be calling friends. It's
right.
Fine. What do you get regularly done in terms of when you are traveling? Because a lot of us, when we travel, I think we've got out of the habit now, but you land and you just go straight to meetings. And
yeah,
that's
me.
And it wears you out eventually. So when you are traveling, what do you recommend for people who need to relax? Is there anything you would get done in a hotel that you would pre-book? Or when you're there, you might go, oh, actually, I'll have that. That'll help. Or do you have a routine when you land? Like Kate Somerville lands.
Yeah.
And she always stays in a hotel that has any kind of pool or a sauna or a steam room.
Yeah.
And she does a circuit. She does like 5 or 10 minutes in each for for an hour. And then she says she doesn't have any jet lag, kills the jet lag.
You know, I used to be like that. And I realized that I cannot do steam rooms and saunas because of the heat and how it triggers my melasma.
Yeah.
So right now, honestly, during the flight is very, very important. Mm-hmm. So if I'm traveling from Asia to Europe or Asia to the US, I really try to sleep. Like I sleep and then I can go. But sometimes it's also just being around really great people. So for example, yesterday I arrived in the afternoon and I went to see my team. We had lots of margaritas. That was fun.
You are bad for margarita. You're bad. Like when we went out for dinner last time.
Yeah.
And we went to the restaurant. First of all, we added like numerous margaritas. Yeah. I'm not a drinker these days, but we had numerous margaritas. And then you were ordered like 3 mains as a starter.
Yeah.
And I think they thought we'd lost our mind. And you were eating like a whole fish. You were like, this is good. Thank you. Not a carb on the table.
Right.
But a full fish.
Right.
To start.
Protein. It's a protein rich diet. Isn't that great?
I get that.
And we were starving.
It was a lot. But every time I see you, you're like, so I took out the team out for margaritas.
No, but I like to feed people. I think that's like my way of expressing
love. And get
love.
Them drunk, apparently.
No, but just get them buzz.
Inebriated.
Yeah, it's more
a
fun.
A little loose.
Yeah.
What do you always have on you in terms of, you know, if you're traveling or if you're at home, what's always in your cabinet that isn't Allies? What do you always have? And you can't say magnesium bar salts.
Yeah. Okay.
Give me a fragrance. Give me something here. Hair, fragrance,
okay,
body.
So eccentric molecules is the one. Number one is the one thing that I always have. But I've recently been really obsessed with using a body oil after a body like cream. Mm-hmm. And I buy this Eucerin, mm-hmm, one for eczema, which is really, really cheap. And you can get like a really huge one. And then I use a body oil. And I'm really into kiwi seed oil now because it's so great for acne. So if you're prone to like back knee or breaking out, it's actually really great because it has really high linoleic acid and it smells like kiwi. And that time to take, because it's actually quite, you know, you put a body lotion, you put a body oil. But during winter time, your skin when you wake up the next morning is so soft and it's been really paying off for me.
How's it work when you're traveling from hot to cold? Because you must do a lot of hot to cold travel.
Yeah, well,
that's always a nightmare for me. Next week I've got to do hot to cold. I've got to take 2 suitcases.
Yeah, so for me, I'm kind of
first world problem, but
yeah,
you know. Oh my god, I've got to take 2 suitcases.
I travel at least with 2 suitcases all the time because I have 1 suitcase with 2 of my pillows and my silk sheets. And then my supplements.
God.
So I have skincare, I have supplements. You should see, like, I am ready. Like,
you're
one,
ready.
The one is always ready
so
to go.
So you could just lie down in an airport, get your silk sheets out, your pillows out.
Yeah, my pillows, yeah. So
you
I can
pack
stay
pillows.
Anywhere. Yeah, I've had 2 pillows.
Yeah.
Yeah. One big one and one to hug. And I bring my own silk sheets, yeah. That's how I travel because I travel every, like, this week I'm in London, then I go to Berlin, and then I go to LA, then I go to Bangkok.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I'm like that.
You have to feel at home.
I have to, even though hotels don't. And yesterday I was checking in at the hotel, and she's like, oh, thank you for your loyalty. And then I was like, yeah, thanks, you know. Like, I checked my Marriott app, and I spent 180 nights, like, at a hotel so far.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's not even the end of the year yet. So
that's a lot of travel.
I would do over 200 nights.
I'll give you a break. I'll give you a break with the sheets and the pillows.
Yeah, so that's why it's very important for me to travel like that, because I really just have to sleep because I just work.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow, I'm actually quite tired now you said that. What do you do in terms of, do you do anything else besides work? What do you do, like, and I hate the term, but like in terms of self-care or any activity, what do you do to chill out and switch off?
Yeah, okay, so for me, I meditate a lot. That's like my thing.
It's not exactly what I was looking for. Okay. It's like, give me a Netflix or binging a box set.
Oh gosh, I watch a lot of trashy TV.
Okay, great. Now we're on track.
Yeah.
What's your favorite trashy TV?
Well, the Real Housewives series.
All of them?
Not all of them.
Oh, Beverly Hills?
Beverly Hills, Salt Lake City, Potomac.
I love the way it's like, not all of them. Here's a whole list.
Yeah, there are a few. So I watch wherever... Yeah, so I watched a couple of those. And then Selling Sunset.
Oh, yeah.
Selling the OC.
Yeah.
Somebody told me to watch that.
It's painful, but it's somebody in Mecca like wallpaper.
Told me to watch that. They were like, Nick, this is what you watch on planes. Because we're talking about long-haul flights. Mm-hmm. And because here's the thing, I travel so much internationally. The Caroline, I've seen everything on the entertainment system. So I was telling them, and they're like, no, go download Netflix on your phone. I was like, could you do that? Then they taught me how to do that. I'm like, now I have all these downloaded shows.
Now you just
shows.
Download and just binge on a phone.
So trashy TV is really great because I think so much. I need to like not think.
Yeah, you need to just be like, stop.
So that's what I do. I work out a lot as well. Mm-hmm. If I see a trainer 5-6 times a week.
How do you do that when you travel?
I don't. So if I'm in Bangkok, then I have a trainer in Bangkok. I have a trainer in Singapore. I have a trainer in LA. I have a trainer in Berlin. But then if I'm in London, I don't. So
I've never felt so like a bit pathetic, actually.
No, it's just that I have to architect my life.
You have to do it to keep yourself going. I get it. Let's finish up on things like trends, because it would be really easy for a brand like you and a brand like mine, to be honest, to fall into the trap of trends.
Yeah.
And we don't.
Yeah.
So like you said, you had salmon all over your face 10 years ago. How do you feel we are as an industry with trends at the moment? What's been the best and the worst that you've seen recently?
Okay, I would have to say that it's been really great that everybody's talking about retinaldehyde. Because when I started working with it in 2013 and I launched in 2016, they were like, huh?
Yeah.
Is it retinol? And I, is because I
would like,
have
no,
people
it's
be
meta.
Like, no, they were like, is there a typo? Why is there an A?
No,
this is actually retinaldehyde. Here's why. And I love that so many brands are using it right now. And I think it's incredible. So that's a plus. I think a plus is also barrier care. I think that is the one thing, because, you know, we can sit here and talk about expensive treatments, expensive ingredients. But if your barrier is not strong enough to absorb all of it, then it's a wash.
Do you not think, though, that our industry is partially responsible for everyone having a damaged barrier?
I think so.
With all of the products that everyone just churns out. So you can use all of these together when you can't.
Yeah, I think so to a certain extent. But I also think that the one thing that's not so good that I don't really like is this like sustainability thing, right? Mm. Not that I don't think our planet needs to be safe,
yeah.
But I'm just saying, first and foremost, there's no like reef safe skin sun care or UV filters. Okay, everything just damages corals. But more importantly, corals are really damaged by
global warming.
So let's just call a spade. But it's also like this refillable packaging and all of that. Like, guys, the most sustainable thing is to not buy anything. And I cannot tell you I'm a sustainable brand because I'm in a business of creating newness.
Yeah.
I'm in a business of telling you need to use more than one serum. Mm-hmm. I'm in a business that tells you you need a day moisturizer and a night moisturizer. So that part just really annoys me.
Mm.
And because everybody's like, oh, what is this refillable packaging? I'm like, have you seen? You basically need to like buy 4 refills before it actually makes sense of the carbon footprint.
And most people don't.
Most people
the research
don't.
Is most people will buy a refill and then the next time they'll buy a fresh one.
Correct. Exactly.
They're not going to refill something 4 or 5
exactly,
times.
Exactly. So that's what I don't like.
I like that.
Yeah.
I agree. Do you have a burning question for me?
What?
I'm just thinking.
No. Actually, I do.
I'm scared.
No. What are you most afraid of?
Oh, I've got a really good answer. Yeah. My first thing was snakes.
Okay.
But my actual answer is mediocrity.
Yeah.
Mediocrity.
What do you do when you feel like you're not good enough? Because you have such an incredible sense of self.
Question
right?
why I'm doing it and if it's right for me. Yeah. And by mediocrity, I mean doing something that I'm not 100% invested in.
Right.
Like not absolutely loving what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've always had it. Always had it. That's why I... So, for example, in school, if I knew I wasn't going to be really good at a subject, I would just be like, oh, I'm not going to bother. I'm going to put all my energy over here, which I now can see as textbook ADHD.
Right.
But we didn't know at the time. We had no idea. We had no idea. Every single school report, Caroline would be fantastic if she paid attention and stopped talking.
Right.
And in the subjects I liked, Caroline is fantastic.
Right.
She's so dedicated. Her focus is unlike anything I've ever seen.
Right.
Only in a handful of stuff. Not in physics or chemistry, let's be honest. Biology, yeah.
Right.
So mediocrity, like if just to be average in what I'm doing.
That scares
me. I'm not really scared of anything in that way. But I would say I'm more wary of not letting myself go down a path of just doing something for the sake of it.
I can as well. Like, I'm all or nothing kind of person. Like, if I do something, I do it.
But I really don't like snakes.
Yeah, okay. Note it.
What are you most afraid of?
I think with everything that I have been through, one of the biggest lessons or biggest aha moments was when I was in Bhutan last year. My guide took me to the top of the Himalayan mountains and I saw this huge tree. It was like, hug me. And I've never hugged a tree before. But I was like, okay, I'm gonna listen. I'm going to hug the tree. The tree said, you're not your face. You're not your body. You're not your money. You're not who you know. Be nothing so that you can have everything. And in that moment, because I also grew up in a very abusive home and I went through a lot in my teenage years, for the first time in my life, I felt like I didn't need anything. I didn't want anything. And that's what I've been trying to get to. And I think what scares me the most is honestly right now moving away from just being so unkind to myself, because I have been the worst to myself. Like I've been horrendous to myself. And the things that I've done, like I said, I burn my skin and like all that kind of stuff. That's the part that I think I need to be careful of, especially when I start going to a place like LA.
Yeah.
Right? In which the physical.
Ground central for plastic surgery.
Or also just, I guess, how people look on the outside is the currency
it's so
of the
important
day, right?
To them, yeah.
So that's the one thing that I think I need to make sure I let go of that attachment.
I'll just send you positive affirmations every day.
Thank you.
I'll just send you out. You can do this, bitch.
Yes.
You look great today. And you'll be like, you haven't seen me in 2 weeks. It's okay. I know you look great today.
Yeah. I want to focus on the person I am rather than what I have on the outside. I want to be nothing.
That's so a that much nicer everything. Way to end than snakes.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
But they are, I mean, nobody likes snakes.
No. People are like, oh, I love my snake. You're like, oh, that's just not normal.
Oh, no, I did date somebody who had a pet snake, though.
That's not even a red flag. That's like a bull riding through a room with a red flag. No.
I thought it was cool.
And I'm one of those freaks that let it out of the cage. They're like, oh, it's just having a play.
They sleep most of the time.
No.
They just look weird when they shed. That's a bit.
Just respect the snake. Leave it.
Right.
Just respect it. Animals, they freak me out. I'm just like, I put a clip on my Insta of a man who went shark diving in a Perspex box and he fell out of it. Oh, shocking that you might get killed. Respect the ocean. Respect the sharks.
I would go shark.
You moron.
I would go shark diving.
No. I'll be at the side making you two going, you've got this, honey. It's not for me. Respect the animals.
Okay.
I'm like a triple fire sign. I don't do water in that way.
Right.
Like if I'm sitting on a beach and I'm paddling my feet and I can see that, I'm like, no, there's something swimming past my leg. No. And I also am the generation that had Jaws.
Right.
That's PTSD and trauma.
I watched that as well.
But did you watch it when you were 7?
Yeah, I did.
Like, my mum and dad took me to the pictures.
Yeah, I did.
I remember vividly sitting there and I put my feet up on the seat because I was scared there was going to be a shark underneath the seat.
Yeah,
it was full of kids.
Yeah.
That didn't come with a trigger warning in 1977.
No,
hello?
It didn't.
Jaws. Dum-dum. Still now. It's probably the film I've seen the most. It's a sickness. It's a sickness.
I get it, though. Sharks are real. I wouldn't go so far out.
But you want to go swimming with them, you fucking lunatic.
In a cage.
Oh, like the guy in the Perspex box. I mean, he's literally just become feed.
How did he fall out? Because usually it's a steel cage that you go
open,
in.
And they're all swimming around him, and then he tips, and he's like, oh, look, Mom, I'm food.
I'm sorry, the cage you go in is closed.
No, because yes. That didn't work in Jaws either, Nicholas. Richard Dreyfuss.
Right.
Yeah, he got almost eaten, and at the very end he pops up, and, you know, it's no. Respect the shark. Stay away. Okay.
But whales, dolphins.
No, I can swim. Terrifying. No? Absolutely.
They're kind.
Here's my theory, right? So we're not in Australia, and we've gone off on a tangent, but it's fine. Here's my theory. We're not in Australia yet, and I've never been, and I want to go. But what I do not want to do is do anything that involves anything on the water.
Right.
Anything in the outback.
Right.
All right? I've seen this shit. I've seen these spiders. I've seen people having a barbecue, and the snakes are twining themselves around the wires, and they're like, oh, it's a big one. And I'm like, what the? Why are you still standing there?
What are they supposed to do?
Who are you people? Leave Australia.
But the barbecue, they're cooking the meat.
Oh, I don't. And then my big thing is when you see people paddleboarding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, hey, he's a big one. And there's a fucking super huge sperm whale next to them, basically saying, get out of my water, bitch.
Right.
And they're like, oh, hey, little guy. And this is, I can't. Who are you people? I'm not built like that.
Right. Okay, got
I'm
it.
I'm not built like that.
Okay, got it.
I'm very much a Leo and a lion. Okay, like, great. I'll stay in the jungle where I belong. And people are like, I'd love to do a safari. I'm like, fuck that. Why would you take yourself to a jungle? And you know all the rules when you go on a safari. Friends of ours went and they were like, so you can't wear anything fragranced.
Yeah,
you can't
take any
perfume. Yeah, and I'm like, I know what I'm like. Why? Oh, the scent will attract that. And I'm like, absolutely not. No. I respect the animal.
Right.
You stay in your home. I'll be in my home.
Right.
I don't want a shark coming to my house for tea. I'm not going to throw myself in the ocean.
Okay, got it.
Respect the animals.
Okay, got it.
It's a good place to finish.
Okay, I'll send you a photo. I'll send you a postcard when I do it.
Don't give me anxiety. I'll be like, Nicholas, get out of the water. Get out of the water. Okay. Thank you. You can hear much more from our chat this Wednesday in our listeners' questions episode, so make sure you tune in. Send your questions for me and my guest to answer to pod@carolinehirons.com. Until then, I'm glad we had this chat. New episodes are available every Monday and Wednesday. Follow or subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Glad We Had This Chat is produced by Wall to Wall Media.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.